Hello and welcome to the Soul Seeking Love podcast. My name is Alicia, but you can call me Leash. Join me each week as I go on a journey to answer life's biggest questions and probably ask a few more along the way. Thanks so much for joining. Welcome back, everyone. It is February. It's February. It's crazy to me that 1 month of 2022 is already passed, has already passed. And although I set goals and intentions and I don't necessarily set resolutions because I'm not trying to change the person that I am, I'm trying to evolve and grow as a person. I'm trying to be like hyper aware of where I sit with my intentions each week, because we're in week, I don't know, 6 or 7 of the year. And what have I done? Or maybe less, maybe 5. I'm not sure. But what have I done already to make this year feel more fulfilling? Something that my mom used to say when I was younger, and I never really understood it, was she would talk about time and how the years go by so fast. Like if we were talking about like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm this age, or oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm graduating high school, she would just like look at me and say, the older you get, the faster it goes. And I just never really understood that until I got older and realized how fast it goes, you know. And I watch my nieces and nephews grow up and all my friends' children kind of get bigger and like the life evolves and everyone getting married and buying houses and just doing adult normal things, but things that feel like forward movement, where I still have this tendency to feel stuck, even though I'm not. I'm really not. It feels that way because I'm not hitting the same exact milestones as everyone else, but I know a lot of people that don't have careers, and I do, and mine's actually like blooming right now, and I feel really secure and safe about that, and I feel really confident and proud of myself about that, and I have a lot of great things that I know not everybody who has other goals has. We all have different things. We're all at different points in the journey. But lately, I have been sitting with this idea of self-medicating, which is something I know we also all do. And what does that look like? It could be literal medication. It could be avoidance in some way. And yeah, let's just get into it. So, in my opinion, I think that any form of distraction is self-medicating, any form of avoidance. So, we can break it down and talk about all the different things that we do to avoid the actual things we want to do. But let's talk about why, and then let's talk about what we're doing it for. It's an act of self-preservation. So, I think about my goals and intentions for the year, and I think about the fact that I do want to get married, right? I want to further my career, but I'm doing all the things to do that already. So that's like coasting. I feel like I'm in a good place, and I feel like that's something that I continue to build and expand on just by doing what I'm already doing, like showing up for work early, staying there late, like really focusing on all my presence when I'm there and trying to be a good boss, a good team member, a good peer, a role model, like really just busting my ass every day and being as available as I possibly can and as present as I possibly can with my coworkers, because I do care and I do want to grow. And I know that that's only one piece. So I've been focusing the majority of my energy towards that one piece. And the things that I want to continue to build on are like my health and my relationship status. So the only way that I can change my relationship status is to go on dates. And the only way that I can change my health is to prioritize and focus on it. One major thing for me is sleep. I have a very hard time sleeping. This is like a new thing that happened to me through the pandemic. I never used to be a difficult sleeper. And I'm not, like, once I fall asleep, I stay asleep. And then I have a hard time waking up. But to me, that's like just as bad sleep hygiene as it is like not sleeping, because it means I'm not really getting rested, because I can't wake up and feel rested. So I'm trying to figure out what to do to get better sleep hygiene. And they know most of it is a routine, is a sleep routine, is going to bed at the same time every night. And, you know, setting the mood, if you will, like taking a bath or reading a book or doing something like offline that makes me feel like, okay, my body is like winding down. It's time for me to go to bed. And it's interesting because as we expand on our goals, as we try to add goals into the picture, at some point another goal has to give. And it doesn't mean we give up on it. It means that we have to set boundaries, which is what I was talking about last week. Why is it so hard to say no, right? So I could work myself to death and have a brilliant, amazing career and work 10 hours a day every day or 12 hours a day every day and never go to bed at the same time and never sleep and never wind down. And that's what I started to do, right? So my career is progressing and life is starting to feel good in that area. So instead of doing the healthy and intentional thing, I allowed myself to continue down that path of go, 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 go. And the truth of the matter is, if I didn't stay late every day and I didn't obsess over work things when I'm off, right? Like if I stay logged off when I'm supposed to be, would that really change the progression of my career? Probably not. Because when I'm there, I'm present, I'm focused, and I'm working my butt off, right? So my first distraction, I tend to create this storyline in my head where, well, if I want this goal to flourish, I'm going to have to give up on this goal. And that's not really how it works, right? Because if you have everything in one basket and nothing in your other baskets, you still don't feel fulfilled. You need to have a well-rounded, balanced perspective. You can have all the money in the world, but if you have nobody to share it with, or you don't get to use it to do things that you love to do, it doesn't even have to be with other people, but if you can't take trips all over the world and spend that money the way you want to spend it, then what's the point of having it? So, not that I have a lot of money, but my point is I could work myself to the point where I'm successful and realize that I'm still not sleeping well at night and my health is in the toilet. So, that's what I don't want to do. So, already February 6th, I'm starting to shift myself out of that thought process. And it's very difficult because I feel like I'm stealing from one goal to put towards the other. But it's not true. I'm giving everything in there. And when you have overflow in one area, it doesn't need to stay there. You can give 100% is 100%. 110%, 120% is bullshit. That's not a thing. Once you hit 100%, that means it's time to start shifting into other categories where you can put that energy. I'm giving 100% of my energy while I'm at work to work. I'm not distracted. I'm not on my phone. I'm not scrolling on TikTok. I'm present when I'm there. When I'm home, I start scrolling on TikTok and I start avoiding my other goals and I start watching TV because I feel like I'm depleting myself a little bit. So instead of putting an overabundance of energy in one bucket, I need to start to shift things around. So I started to think about what my distractions are. And one of them is TV. I don't think I have a super unhealthy addiction to TV. I think it was just like the norm for me growing up. Like you came home from school or work and you just put TV on, but I didn't necessarily watch it with a lot of presence. I was the type that would, like, our family had TV on during dinner. We would have TV on during like me doing my homework. And then as I got older, it was less about TV and more about the computer, which was socializing, you know, because we had instant messenger. We didn't have texting when I was in high school. So I would be on the computer to socialize, and it was less of a distraction and more of like a connection thing. But we're talking the early 2000s, so life has shifted, right? We can connect with people 24/7 and right from the palm of our hand. We don't need to be on a computer anymore to do that. So that's shifted. And I think that I'm in a place where my relationships are really good. I don't speak to my friends every single day, but the ones that matter, I have real, true conversations with enough so that it feels like we're both invested in each other's lives. And maybe I have 10 friends that I do that with, max, maybe. But my point is, I start to realize that I am choosing the distraction now. So when I come home from work, you know, you have this tendency to be kind of like worked up and still thinking about work and what's on the to-do list? What did I get done today? What am I going to do tomorrow? What do I have next? And I think most of us are like this, even if we don't have the opportunity to work from home or log in all the time and continue to work 24/7. I think a lot of our minds continue to linger on that work piece when we're not there, when we're home, when we're off the clock, let's say. And for me, I'm finding that it's getting more and more difficult to shut that off because it's so important to me. And it's not a negative thing. It's important to me, but it's just as important to me to feel healthy and connected to my body. So what do I want to start doing? Like, I work late, so I don't like the idea of working out when I get home, but I do like the idea of reading or cooking, or it's kind of dark. Well, it is dark when I get home. Usually it's like at night, so I wouldn't go for a walk, but I could take a bath. I could read a book. I could clean the house. I could do something that makes me feel like I'm shutting my brain off and focusing it on other things instead of work or a distraction. These are things that make me feel good. Like, a clean house makes me feel good. I said that I couldn't go to bed without having a clean house, and my sister laughed at me. And it's true, actually. People might not know this about me, because when I have that point of distraction, when I have that point where I feel like life is overwhelming and I'm putting all my eggs in one basket and I don't have time to take care of me or my house, that's when I know that I'm actually not in a good place mentally. Like, if the house is dirty and I'm unable to like keep it clean and keep on task with like laundry or dishes or just regular, you know, vacuuming, cleaning the bathroom, things like that, like the stuff you do every week, if I notice that I'm slacking in that, that's a sign that my mental health is dwindling. That's a sign that I'm not actually putting my needs first. I'm using TV or other things as distractions to avoid what makes me feel good. And that goes right back to the self-sabotage. So it's easy to be like, okay, well, this one thing in life is going really well, so I don't really need to focus on all these other things. But what happens there? So if you put everything in one thing, then it can never fail. Right? So like, what if I lost my job tomorrow and I am sleeping like shit and I'm tired all the time and my house is a mess, and let's say the company goes bankrupt and I lose my job. Like, I hope this never happens, but like, it's a possibility, right? It's always a possibility for everyone. And that's the truth. And it doesn't mean I won't get another job, but if I come home to a messy house and I come home and I feel physically shitty, overwhelmed and exhausted, it's not going to make that situation any better. Same thing as if you're in a relationship, right? So like, I'm single, but I know when I'm in a relationship, I tend to put a lot of energy and focus on my relationship. And if I put all my focus there and I stop focusing on things like work and I stop focusing on things like my hobbies and my passions and my dreams, like yoga and fitness and reading and traveling, like, those are my big passions in life. Like, I love traveling. I love moving my body, doing yoga, like staying fit, staying healthy. I don't feel healthy right now, but I know I'm not unhealthy, but there are some things that I know I could do better at. Like, I could eat less takeout and I could cook more at home, which I was for a while, but I started to get a little off track because I was away for the holidays, right? So that's why I decided to get back on track with my intentions. But anyway, my point is, if you put all your focus on your relationship and that relationship fails, if you put all your focus on your career and that career fails, if you put all your focus on your health and you get sick, your entire world shatters. That's not how it should be. And that's what distractions are. Distractions are distracting ourselves from the fact that if we do all these things and something bad happens, our world will be shattered. So let me be more clear on this. If I were to put all my eggs in the basket of a relationship or all my eggs in the basket of a career and I don't make time for other things, you know, I use those distractions as a way to say like, okay, this is the only and most important thing. I have to stay focused on this. It's an excuse for the brain, for the ego, for that inner critic to say, look, you failed. We told you. We told you you couldn't have this. We told you you'd be alone forever. We told you you were going to fail at this career. And the only way to circumvent that is to not get distracted, is to not lose sight of all your goals and intentions, is to try, because it's not going to be a perfect balance all the time. It's just not. But the focus is to try to keep life at a healthy balance all the time. And that healthy balance is going to look different for everyone. But let's say you focus all your energy in your life into your health and fitness, and then you get sick. And I've known people who've had this. And their world shatters. Because without your health, you can't do anything, right? But if you have a healthy and stable relationship and you have a healthy and stable career, you will have the space and time to put all of your energy into that sickness, to feel better, to cure it, right? To be able to live through it and survive and withstand the pain of that. And I know people who have done that too. I know people who have gotten a ridiculously catastrophic diagnosis, but because they had such a good, stable career, but because they had such a healthy partnership, it was horrible, yes, but life continued forward. Life sustained. So the more you focus on every goal that you have, the less distractions you have from all of these things, the easier it is to maintain equilibrium. That's what we're trying to do. Because any hot and cold and back and forth, that whiplash, that doesn't sit well with us. So like bouncing back and forth from career to career. Nobody's saying that you have to have a job for 20 or 30 years like people used to, but you need to feel a sense of pride in what you're doing. And yes, that can morph into something new and different, and you can change companies or you can change total career paths. But if you continue forward with that sense of pride and ease and ambition, it doesn't matter, because your focus and your energy that feeds you, you feed that, it feeds you. Same thing with your relationships. It can't be the sole focus of your life, but it does need to be something important. And I, being single, this is a major distraction for me right now. I have this tendency to get in a rut of being single and feeling, oh, woe is me. Like, this is it. This is all it's ever going to be. So I stop putting myself out there. I stop trying to put myself out there. And putting yourself out there doesn't have to be major. It doesn't have to be like going on a date every single night or talking to a bunch of people at once, but being vulnerable. So what will I do? I'll go on dates, but I'll keep it very shallow. Or I'll go on dates and I won't be honest. And I'll just continue to talk to someone just for the sake of having them there. That's honestly just as bad. Being in a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship is just as bad as pushing people away, right? Because there's no point in having something that is just keeping you. It could be a source of a distraction from the fact that you don't have what you want yet, or a distraction from the fact that you don't really want to be single again. But growth only comes from being vulnerable and pushing ourselves and being authentic. So I am learning and trying so hard to find the balance between being overly invested in something that might not be the right thing for me versus not even trying. it's a delicate fucking balance. And I use shitty food, TV, and immersing myself in my career to distract myself from the fact that I don't know where I stand with a specific person or just in general in my dating life. It's ambiguous. I don't have anybody set in stone. Like, I don't have a partner that I feel stability with right now. I don't have somebody that I come home to every night. I don't have a relationship at all. But there are, you know, people, men that I'm talking to that I'm hoping something blossoms into that. But the only way that it could be is if I show up authentically as myself and I'm vulnerable. I have to be real with what I want. And I can't people please and I can't avoid it. I have to put in the work. I have to put in the energy in order to receive it back. So if I'm constantly working myself to death and making no time to go out and meet men, I'm not going to find it, right? But on the other hand, that can't be all that I do. And I can't do it just for the sake of doing it. There needs to be real intention behind it. But it's so easy to get caught up in distractions. It's so easy to just order takeout and not think about the consequences to how that will feel for our body. And then you do it a couple days in a row, and then you do it for a week, and then you're not sleeping and you're feeling sluggish and there's less energy and it's harder to wake up in the morning and you wonder, where's this coming from? Don't I get more joy out of feeding my body good quality food? I do. And I know I do because I've tested the theory multiple times. And yet, when things start to get difficult, instead of pushing through that bit of difficultness, is that a word? Probably not. Instead of persevering through the hard times and getting through the other side and making it over to the top of the mountain, I just walk back down the hill. And I force myself to start all over again. But that's a distraction. That's all it is. And they're easy. They're so easy. And I think about so many different distractions. Sex is a distraction a lot of times, especially casual sex. Alcohol, weed, or any drug of any kind. TV. Honestly, even working out can be a distraction. You can immerse yourself in the gym so much that you're just there to avoid all your other problems. I know a lot of people like that. Relationships could be a distraction, kind of similar to sex. But if the things in your life are not serving you, then they're just distractions at the end of the day. If you're watching a TV show and it gives you a moment of joy or it makes you stop and think and you're actually present with it and like feeling good afterwards and not feeling like you just wasted an hour, like scrolling on TikTok, for example, or Instagram, right? That could be a very bad distraction. But you might actually get some good things from that if you use it in a healthy manner. But if you feel icky after anything, it's probably a distraction. So what I'm asking, now that I've set up this whole scene and you understand where I'm coming from with this, what's the feeling behind the distraction? What's the monster you actually need to tackle? And for me, it's a lot of things. For me, it's low self-esteem. It's a lack of self-worth. You know, I'm a piece of shit anyway, so who cares if I eat healthy? Here's something I've said quite a lot. I'm alone anyway. This is like two major things in one. I'm alone anyway, so who cares if I'm healthy? Because if I died tomorrow, it wouldn't matter. What the fuck? What the fuck does that even mean? Like, nobody's living for anybody else. I'm not living for anybody else. None of my friends and family are living for me. They're living for themselves. But I get so lonely sometimes, and we've all been here, relationship or not. I'm going to be real vulnerable and honest. life can get so fucking lonely that sometimes it feels like if you don't have anyone else in your bed, in your house, in your life, in your relationship status in general, it sometimes feels like, what's the fucking point? What's the fucking point? I could be dead in this room tomorrow and nobody would even notice. But that's not true. That's bullshit, right? That's the game that our mind plays with us. A lot of ripples would happen if we were gone. But that's an extreme version of the feeling. But I think that that's a pretty common version of a distraction for us, right? Like, oh, I'm going to die anyway. So who gives a shit if I have a six pack? Not that that has to be your goal, but like that's a just a very like another extreme example. Oh, I'm gonna die eventually anyway. So who gives a fuck if I have a lot of money? Who gives a fuck if I have a successful career? Who gives a fuck if I get to travel the whole world? Nobody. That's the fucking point. Nobody's coming to save you. So why not just do it anyway? The distraction just delays the inevitable. Death. Death is the inevitable. We're all going in that direction. The second we open our eyes, we're on a track towards death. Period. End of story. Every human life will die. That's a fucking fact. So, do we move through the motions and just get through it, waiting for the day? Or do we get intentional and cultivate the actual life that we love so that when we're on our deathbed, whether there's anyone around us or not, we've succeeded. We're at peace. We have no regrets. That's the life that I'm trying to live. And yes, partying and going out and hooking up and having fun and having a hot body and, you know, eating all the shitty food. That might feel good in the moment, but at the end of the day, it usually doesn't serve us. At the end of the day, our true intentions in our heart, those are the ones that matter. Saying that I've done something with my life, saying that I felt good waking up every day, regardless of what I did, saying that I took care of this body. This is the only one I have. I didn't, you know, choose this, but I can choose how I care for it. And a lot of how we care about our body and our mind is a lot about how we care about our soul. So how can you get more intentional? How can you focus more on your goals and desires and actually achieve them? Sit with the feeling behind the distraction. This is the hardest piece of it. So when you immediately want to go avoid doing something, even if it's something you really want to do. There's a lot of things that I want to do that I avoid. And I do a distraction instead, right? Like I'll go scroll through TikTok or watch TV or take a nap or other shitty stuff, whatever. Not that that's shitty, but you know what I mean? Like things that don't serve me, the things that I don't really want to do. I do a thing that I don't really want to do because I'm afraid of doing the thing I want to do because it feels unachievable. It feels like I'm going to fail. I'm trying to avoid the failure by failing. See how convoluted that is? See how crazy our mind can make us? Well, my body feels like crap today. So instead of going to yoga to make it feel even a minute amount better, even a fraction of a bit better, I'm just going to stay home and feel like shit because I already feel like shit. So I'm setting myself up for failure by just failing. It's like forfeiting the game without playing. Yeah, you might lose, but at least you fucking played. The joy is in the playing, not in the winning. I mean, yeah, the winning is great too, but that's the icing on the cake. It's not the fucking cake itself. So what's the feeling? The feeling is I'm going to be alone forever. So I just avoid dating. I avoid being vulnerable. I avoid actually trying to make real connections. I don't feel good in my body. I'm tired and sluggish. So I allow myself to eat things and do things that keep me feeling tired and sluggish. Instead of going for a 20-minute walk that might make me feel just an itty bitty bit better. because it's easier to distract, it's easier to avoid. But the older we get, the faster time goes by. And I am so sick of looking back on years wishing I did something differently. So what's the feeling behind your distraction? And are you distracting yourself? Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I really hope you enjoyed the conversation today. If you did, of course, you know what to do. Subscribe, rate, review, share it with a friend. And of course, I'll see you again next week. Thanks so much and take care.